Canada's etiquette guy, Jay Reamer, is with us. Hi, Jay.
Good morning, Jamie. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Jay.
Do you think she was being passively, aggressively rude to me, Jay?
Here we go.
Actually, not in the slightest.
Thank you, Jay.
You give as good as you get, I must say.
Indeed, he does.
Hey, Jay, but just before we get to discussing gratitude, which is a great theme for this Thanksgiving weekend, I want to just remind everybody that you're coming to town. You're going to be in Toronto in a couple of weeks' time, the beginning of November, at a special event happening at the Fairmont Royal York Hotel. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I'm coming to Toronto on November 1st, and on the 2nd and the 3rd, I am delivering two sold-out seminars at the Royal York to certified professional wedding planners, one on business etiquette and one on dining etiquette. I'm also offering a seminar on November the 5th, which is a Saturday, which is open to the public and is still open, on entertaining without stress, which is something that actually can be done. And for people who are interested, they can contact the event sponsor, who is at hollymatrimony.ca, or they can contact me on my website, etiquetteguy.com. So we look forward to seeing anyone who would be interested. And yes, it really is. It's exciting. I'm really looking forward to coming and seeing some of these professional wedding planners and finding out what it is that I can do to make their businesses even more successful.
Yeah, it'll be very, very exciting. And the Fairmont Royal York is a terrific venue. And of course, people listening to this program who know you're a regular on our show will no doubt want to come out to that public event and finally get to shake hands with Canada's etiquette guy. And I think that's terrific. And what a great theme for a seminar,
timing.
Entertaining without stress. I think that's absolutely terrific, because there are a lot of people listening this morning, Jay, who are probably feeling a little stressed out about the family coming today and friends coming over and all of that.
That's right. Well, you know, we have 14 coming for dinner tonight, and I set the table last night, and I'm not doing any cooking. I'm going to do the cleanup, and I am going to insist that all of our guests relax and have a good time. So I think it's something that it really can be done with a little bit of careful planning. It is not difficult to put together a nice formal dinner or even a somewhat informal gathering of friends and family and not have it be so stressful that you can't enjoy it yourself.
You know, Jay, I think one of the things that people concern themselves with when they're hosting is, are they good enough? Is what they're doing going to be evaluated in a positive enough way by their guests that are attending? Are they up for the job? And I think people spend an inordinate amount of time worrying about how people are going to evaluate them, and they're often much more harsh on themselves than they need to be. Is that right?
Yes, I agree with you 100%, and I think that one of the themes that our listeners have been used to hearing from me is the importance of compassion. And I think that having compassion for yourself is really important when you're putting on a party, because we as human beings are not perfect, and there is no such thing as a perfect party. And I think that it's very important for people to give themselves a little bit of a break, and to, as long as the party is carefully planned and as long as you are in an upbeat mode, the party is going to be a success, because parties really are based on the people who attend, not on all the details. And I think that it's really important for people to do that. And it's actually a very nice segue into the whole gratitude subject, if you'd like me to
I would love you to do that, because I know it's one of the things that you based your entire practice around, is this idea that we must live in society with gratitude.
Yes. Well, you know, you had been talking earlier in your show about Henry Winkler, who I actually grew up with, watching the Fonz on the first time through.
Right.
you might have seen the reruns 20 years later, but
no, I'm old enough to remember the first run. I was there. I was a young boy, but I watched every week.
Swaddling clothes. The thing about Henry's point is then this whole fishing business is that you do need to stop to smell the roses. And whether it is working in your garden or whether it's standing in a salmon stream fishing for salmon or whatever it is, you need to slow down because only then can you really experience gratitude. And it's very important not only to experience it internally, but it's very important to express it. So that people around you can realize that you are appreciative of either something that they've done for you or something that you're experiencing in your life yourself. Because by example, you can then show people how to be grateful themselves. And the nice thing about being grateful is that it makes you feel better about yourself.
Sure. I don't know if people know how to express gratitude appropriately, though, Jay. And when I say that, what I'm referring to is I think some people think that you have to have some great grand gesture to express your gratitude and spend lots of money to do that, you know? And I'm not sure that's necessary.
Well, it isn't necessary. And I think the thing is, even if you imagine yourself walking down the street and passing someone who you've never met on a park bench, and even if you just turn, smile, and say good morning, that is, in fact, a way of showing gratitude that there's even an ability to connect with another person.
Right.
So it doesn't have to be, you know, and if you go to someone's house, for example, for dinner, writing two sentences, thank you so much, it was the best time I've had all week, on a note and sending it to them is something that really expresses gratitude, and it doesn't require anything other than a moment of your time. So expressing gratitude does not have to involve all kinds of bells and whistles and fireworks and everything. It doesn't have to be a big deal, but it is something that should be taught to your children, and it should be something that you express frequently throughout every day of your life.
Do you think, Jay, though, we've come to expect those big gifts that Jamie's mentioning from a when you're sending a thank you or you're coming for dinner? How do we communicate that to our children moving forward, to, you know, those in our family, those in our lives? How do we say thank you is enough?
I think the thing is that by example, by showing your children that when you receive a thank you note, or if you receive any form of gratitude from someone else, accepting that. You have to see, gratitude is a two-way street. I can say thank you to you, but you have to be willing to accept the thanks, because oftentimes people are too ashamed even to accept gratitude because they feel like, well, they really haven't done anything. But just interacting with other people is worthy of our gratitude.
Right.
And I think people need to really go back to the basics of what is involved in a sustainable, healthy society. And gratitude and compassion are two components. And I think if we were to slow down and think about how lucky we are in so many ways, it makes it much easier to be grateful. And it doesn't have to be explained in a complicated way. It just has to be explained and practiced frequently.
Jay, always great advice, always great insight. How do people get a hold of you if they want to contact you?
The best way to get a hold of me is through my website, which is etiquetteguy.com. And my email and telephone numbers and all of that are right on there. And I'm happy to answer anyone's questions at any time.
Excellent. As always, thank you so much, my friend. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend, and we'll talk to you real soon.
You do the same. Lovely to talk to you.
Thanks, Jay. Take care and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you all.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Jay Reamer. The Etiquette Guy, Canada's Etiquette Guy, the website etiquetteguy.com. What a great guy he is. How many times can I say guy in
thankful
three
for
sentences?
Him, too.
Absolutely. We're going to come back and talk about what the heck are you thankful for? I'm thankful that there are still lots of silly love songs being written here on 900 CHML.